on the agenda. We're moving the next item we're actually going to take is the Upper Missouri River Reservoir Advisory Committee, and then we'll go back to Holter Reservoir Fishing Regulations.
Chair Cole and Commissioners, before we start the next item, Adam stole my thunder as usual, but there's a lot of people that have worked very hard on the management plan that we're very grateful that you just approved. It may not be commonly known, but the first task Adam was given as a biologist 2 years ago was to get this plan done. Adam has worked countless hours on this, and he deserves a tremendous amount of credit, as does Eric Roberts. So we're very grateful that you've approved it, and it's a huge relief, to be honest. So our next item is an endorsement for the Upper Missouri River Reservoir Fisheries Management Plan Advisory Committee. You'll remember very recently you approved the Upper Missouri River Reservoir Fisheries Management Plan. During scoping of the plan, the public identified adaptability and responsiveness as a priority. One way this is addressed in the plan is by creating a Citizens Advisory Committee that will meet with the department annually to review the fish trends and goals to determine if management action is needed. Identified in the plan is a structure for the committee, which will consist of 5 individuals representing the following interests: unaffiliated warm water anglers, unaffiliated cold water anglers, organized warm water angler groups, organized cold water angler groups, ice fishing anglers, conservation groups, kids fishing groups, fishing tournaments, landowners, outfitters, local governments, local businesses, and other interests. The department also recommends that the advisory committee have participation by a commissioner. If endorsed by the commission, we will solicit the public for applications to serve on the advisory committee. The department will review the applications and make recommendations to you at the February meeting. Committee members would serve a 1-year term and can be reappointed by the commission. The department's recommendation would be to endorse the initiation of the application process, with appointments being made at the February meeting.
Thank you, Eileen. Do I have a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I move the Commission endorse the departments to accept applications to serve on the Upper Missouri River Reservoir Fisheries Management Plan Citizens Advisory Committee.
I'll second.
A motion and a second. Any comments from the Commission?
Mr. Chairman, just on the 1 year, are those staggered at all, or could they all be up for reappointment at the same time?
Chair Cole and Commissioner Brower, they're not staggered. They're done on an annual basis, but they can serve multiple terms. So if you choose to, you could roll them over.
Further questions or comments from the Commission? This is an endorsement, and we'll come out later and make it final, I believe, right? Forward and form?
Get Chair Cole in. If you endorse today, we'll start the application process, and then you'll final the committee appointments at the February meeting.
I will take brief comment from the public if it's here in terms of the proposed makeup. I think that makes sense to absolutely.
Commissioner Brower brought up a very interesting point. We're talking 1 year, so you're completely rolling the committee over. There is always some benefit in holdovers. I'm wondering if it should be a 2-year versus a 1 year, and you have 3-2. So every year you're going to keep some but reduce, get new blood into the committee.
Chair Cole and Commissioner Stuker, we can certainly make changes if you would like. However, you'd need to do it to the management plan, because the structure of the committee is addressed in the management plan, which was just recently approved.
Okay. Any further discussion from the commission? Are there any members of the public that would like to address this item? Please come forward, identify yourself, give us your thoughts, and we're specifically on this committee.
Chair, commissioners, Troy Warburton, Tosta, Montana, Vice President, Helena Chapter, Walleyes Unlimited. Real quick, I want to say thanks. We were here today to agree with the new management plan and ask you guys to pass it as well, so I'm glad that that happened. On that note, I would ask to pass the committee.
Further comment from the public.
Chairman Colton, commissioners, my name is Jim Gillespie. I'm with the president of this Upper Missouri River chapter of Walleyes Unlimited. And that's why I came up here today, too, was to thank the department for all the work they've done. It's been a long process, but I think moving forward with that, I'm going to comment on this real quick, and I got to go. Just need to pay attention to the dynamics of what's changing out there as far as pressure. Lost our Holter perch fishery. I don't want to see that happen. Just the pressure on these reservoirs is something we need to pay attention to. Again, thank you very much.
Thank you. Further comment? Seeing none, back to the commission. All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.